Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation, taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University, focuses on the race for U.S. Senate, and we are joined by Republican Rob Arlett. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Tom, it is great to be here. Really appreciate the opportunity to come in here and share with your audience. Thank you.
We want to start out with what we start everyone with it, and that is, why did you decide to run for U.S. Senate?
Very simple, because we need representation of the people back in Washington, D.C. I think right now we've had representation really more of a party versus the people. And so, we've been running up and down these roads in our state for really 3 years. What we have learned is that people in our state want to be heard, they want to be listened, and they want change. And so we have been the agent of change for some time. And so for those reasons, it is very obvious that I am to be that person, an agent of change back in Washington, and really focus back on the people of our great state of Delaware. I think they just feel like they were not being properly represented and not listened to. And so we want to make sure we put a focus again back on the people and really back on our state. We have a lot of issues and our challenges in our state, and I look forward to representing us in Congress, at the U.S. Senate, and placing a focus back on our great state.
What should voters know about your qualifications for their job, perhaps that they may not already know?
Sure. I think the best qualification that I have for all of your listeners is I'm just like them. In many ways, I think I can relate to many families. I'm a married man of 29 years almost, a father of two sons, adult sons now. And I think that's important. I think, sometimes, we have these elites, if you would, that are in Washington, D.C., that are removed from the people. Well, really, I am of the people because I am just like them and I'm just like your listeners. So we're a family man. We are a veteran. We've put on that uniform and raised that right hand. We come from a long history of veterans in our families. And our son is actually at the Naval Academy right now, as I speak to you, our youngest son. And so we have a military service. We have a love of country. I'm a small business owner. We have a business that we started some years ago down in Sussex County, downstate. And I understand the heartaches and the challenges of the economy and what it means to pay for that overhead and signing of the first of that check. And I understand those challenges of a small business owner. And I think also I am an elected official. I am an elected county official today in Sussex County. And I have always had the ability to attract people from all parties, Tom, and not just one party. And I think that's the message that we're bringing back to Delaware, is that we need representation of the people and not a party. And that's truly who we are and what we are.
Let's delve into some issues. More than a few pundits and analysts are framing this midterm election as a referendum on President Trump. Mm-hmm. Do you agree? Why or why not?
I would disagree. I think, first off, if it is, I think then I think there'll be more of it, because I think the president obviously won 2 years ago. He did not win here in Delaware, which we could talk about if you want, but he did win at the national level. And I think most people, if you take the personality out of the equation, and I'm not him, and I don't agree with all the things that he's been doing, especially on the personality piece, but he's been doing some great things, Tom. He's actually put some dollars back in the families and back in the pockets of Delawareans with the tax reform bill last year that he signed into law. And that brought real money back into the hands and the pockets of Delaware families, which they need. I think that's really important. I think he's also has focused on the economy and growing jobs. Delaware, we are still lagging in reference to the national scene and in reference to our own economy and our jobs. And I think because of the current leadership we have in the state, but that at the national level, we are seeing record people back at working. The stock market continues to grow at record speed. And I think there's a lot of positives, and we have border security. We are a prideful nation today, and people overseas now are respecting us as a nation, whereas before they perhaps were not. So I think there's a lot of positive. There's still a lot of work to be done, but we need to place a focus back on Delaware. Mm-hmm. Why are we lagging behind the rest of the country when it comes to jobs, to infrastructure, to things that really matter to our families here, also healthcare? And I think that's another piece of the topic that we need to get into, and that is healthcare. We have a really big issue here in our state with regard to Affordable Care Act and how it's impacted in a very negative way our families here in the state.
We will definitely get that in just a moment. Do have one other question to ask you before we get into some of that. The Mueller investigation and questions about Russian interference into the 2016 election and elections going forward. certainly hovering over these midterms a bit. To what degree are you concerned about this type of interference in this election cycle? And if elected, what would you support doing to secure future elections?
Well, great question. And I think I would be concerned with any interference from any entity outside of our country and also from within our country. I think it's important that we have a constitution. It's important that we understand what that constitution means, and it also that those that are citizens, legal and lawful citizens of our nation, their vote is counted. And those that are not, it is not counted. And if those, you know, individuals or countries outside of our nation are trying to influence the outcome of these elections, I would have a massive problem with that. It doesn't make a difference who's in party, what party's in control. We've got to make sure that we have the true transparency in the results that absolutely reflect the voters in our nation. So I would have concerns with regard to Russian influence. I think they have always tried to influence our nation. It's just not this last election cycle. Let's, for the record, is that not correct, Tom? So I think there's evidence that there has been that from other countries too, to include China. You know, this go around, it was a little bit more out in the public eye, I think, because of President Trump, I think, or candidate Trump at that time. And so we just need to follow the laws, plain and simple. I'll keep it really simple right there.
Fair enough. You touched on immigration briefly. A Pew Research Center poll earlier this summer found immigration to be the top concern among voters heading into these midterms. That issue obviously touches on a lot of different topics, from the status of DACA, separation of families at the border, and including President Trump's funding of the border wall, which he has threatened the government shutdown over. Mm-hmm. If elected, what approach toward immigration would you seek to pursue in Congress?
Well, I think that we are a nation of immigrants. This is a personal story for myself because my wife is a legal immigrant. She was not born in America. She is a naturalized citizen. She came here along with her family to pursue the American dream, as do most immigrants. They want to come here for that reason. Unfortunately, there are some that want to come into our country to do harm. And I think that's evidenced also, you know, and as a matter of fact, my chief of staff, you know, who is on our campaign now, has some history regarding that, you know, as far as exposing some downfalls of our federal government, allowing people in certain places, in certain offices that should not be. My point, Tom, is this, that we are a nation of laws. First. Number two is that we are a compassionate and caring people in our nation. So we welcome immigrants into our country, but they need to assimilate into the American way. And if they want to do harm to the American people, they are not welcome, in my mind, plain and simple. Public safety is number one issue as an elected official. And that goes along with border security and the immigration. We need to continue to have immigrants that come here. We need to ensure that they want to do good things in our society and in our economy. But I don't understand where the confusion is. I really don't understand that. To me, if we need to change the law, Congress has to do that. That's their role, is to change the immigration laws, and they have not. They have not done that. It's not really the president's role to do that. It's Congress's role to do that. And they have stepped away from that. So we're going to ensure that we have border security. We know who's coming here. We want those to come here that want to do good things. But we have to vet them, plain and simple.
You also mentioned healthcare earlier. That was also high up on the list of voter concerns. Arguments in a Texas case that could strike down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional will be heard this fall.
Yes.
If that suit succeeds, though, it would also eliminate some of the popular provisions of ACA, like protecting people with pre-existing conditions. So with that possibility as a backdrop, what do you see as the appropriate path forward when it comes to addressing healthcare in this country?
Well, I think Affordable Care Act is not affordable. Delaware has been greatly impacted by the Affordable Care Act. It is extremely negative and to the impact of the families in our state. I know that because so many families, I hear, I've done two town hall forums now in our state since in the campaign. Just most recently, actually last week, I did one in Lewis, standing room only, and we're hearing from the professionals. And I think, again, as an elected official, Tom, shouldn't we be listening to the people? Shouldn't we be listening from those that are in the industry that know best? If you recall, the Affordable Care Act was passed so they could read it and then understand it. Again, Congress is not paying attention to the American people. So what I will do as the next U.S. senator here in the great state of Delaware is, number one, is I will repeal the Affordable Care Act because it's not working. There are some good things that are in it. I do like the fact that the 26-year-olds can stay on the family plan. And I understand that because I think it makes sense. I also think we need more competition, again, across state lines. We need transparency in the bills. Today, it's an insurance piece, right? And people don't even know what they're paying for because the insurance companies pays for it. So let's get back down to the personal accountability, transparency, competition, and really the government's got to get out of it. In my mind, the government needs to get out of the role of the health care business and put it back in the hands of the private sector and let competition be the rule of the day. And I think we can get back to the basics and get back. And I will also add one more thing with regard to the Affordable Care Act. The number one thing, the most biggest expense today is pharmaceutical drugs within that industry, number one. And again, what we've learned through these healthcare town halls is that Congress has permitted the lawful and legal kickbacks to occur. Now, I have to tell you, I find that absolutely outrageous. I'm in the real estate business. There is no such thing as a kickback, a lawful and legal kickback. It doesn't work. You can lose your license. You can get put in jail. You can have really big issues if there's kickbacks. Congress has allowed legally kickbacks from these pharmaceutical companies to many, many individuals. That's a problem. It has added absolute astronomical costs to our drugs, and also the lack of transparency and corruption. It is a legal pay to play. And I think that's absolutely wrong. We also know that because the political contributions that exist today from the pharmaceutical companies that are going to the elected officials. We will remove that once I become the next U.S. senator here from Delaware. I will have a bill or co-sponsor a bill that will outlaw kickbacks in the pharmaceutical industry, get back to the basics, cut the cost back down, and again, foster competition in that industry.
Also want to hit on trade and specifically, President Trump's use of tariffs, which we have seen has had some negative impact here locally on soybean and corn farmers. What is your assessment of this use of tariffs, both economically and in terms of foreign policy?
Well, it concerns me. I think we do need to have a level playing field. I think no question we were out of whack in America versus the other countries and those tariffs. And of course, it varies from each country, as we all know. So, but generically speaking, it's critical that, number one, it's America first. We need to focus on our families. We need to focus on our industries. But it's got to be a level playing field. And I know the president is out there doing various things with regard to these tariffs and based on each of these various industries, right? So it's hard to – it's a moving target, as mm-hmm. we all know, that's listening to this. But my mindset with regard to that, it has got to be Americans first. We are also in a global economy, right? So there is competition in free market, but it's got to make sense for America. And I do not want to see our jobs go overseas. We need to be competitive. We need to focus on our own residents in our own nation, make sure that they've got jobs and that we can continue to be competitive. So I think that's a moving target, Tom, and we'll have to see where it all plays out. But my mindset, again, as the U.S. Senator from Delaware, it's going to be America first and Delaware first and our families.
And kind of moving off of that, generally speaking, you know, how do you rate the health of the U.S. economy? And if elected, what would your priorities be to make it stronger?
Well, I think it's much better today than what it was 2 years ago or even 6 years ago or even 10 years ago. Again, there's pride back in America. And I think the economy, there's always room for improvement. I say that because there are still families that are struggling here in Delaware, and they're not sure where the next check is going to come from. They're not sure how to pay that rent or even pay those bills. So to me, we've got to place a focus, I'll say specifically here in Delaware, right, because I'm being elected from mm-hmm. Delawareans. And again, what are our industries today? Think about that. We used to be the state that was a manufacturing industry. Since Senator Carper's been in office as a U.S. senator, we have lost 32% of our manufacturing jobs. That's a fact. We have lost 32% of our manufacturing jobs since he's been in office as a U.S. senator. We have also lost 48% of our tech jobs. That is unacceptable in my mind. Our families are struggling, and our kids are getting educated here, and then they're leaving here. They're not staying in Delaware because there's very little opportunities. We used to be the credit card capital of the nation. We are no longer that. as I said earlier, we used to be a car manufacturing company state. We are no longer that, right? We used to be the chemical capital, nylon, right, with DuPont. We are no longer that. Who are we as a state anymore? I think we've lost our way because we've not had the proper leadership in our state for quite some time. And along with that, you know, when the state of Delaware, the government, the state of Delaware is the number one employer in our state, there's an issue. We've got to get back to the private sector, focus and fostering entrepreneurship back in our state. And I'm bringing that leadership and I'm going to bring that pride back into our families and back into our state.
And finally, is there an issue you feel that isn't getting the attention it deserves in this election cycle?
You know, I think with regard to Delaware, it's just putting pride back into our country, pride back into our state. We've been under one-party rule for so long, our families are suffering. Our inner cities in Wilmington and in Dover and in Seaford are suffering because of the drugs, because of the lack of jobs that exist in our state. That's what's missing. Whatever happened to Delaware? Where our focus is to put our state first, is to put our nation first again, and also, of course, put our families first. As a family man, it is absolutely my heart to be able to focus on our families, keep our families together, and those that are working together will end up staying together. And so that's really what we're going to do is bring back pride back in our first state, bring back job opportunities for our families here, and I'm just excited about the future that we have here in Delaware.
All right, Rob Arlett, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, thank you for your time.
Tom, thank you. Very much appreciate the opportunity.
You can find all of our candidate conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. This candidate conversation was taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University and is part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. Thanks for listening.